B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Thanks to Fire the Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia, Tyrone Johnson. In for Mike Missinelli, he is out sick today. Nally in her normal spot. Josh in my spot today, doing a fantastic job. 610-632-0975. Flyers, Sixers, and the coronavirus. And will you make any voluntary adjustments to your sports viewing habits, sports attending habits? A lot of youth leagues are making different changes. A lot of journalists are having to work around it, not necessarily sports journalists, but they're asking certain states are telling workers they can't leave the state. I wonder, does it get to the point where do the local papers, does NBC Sports Philadelphia not send people on road trips because of this? I'm wondering just, people are clearly, this is something that's affecting the sports world probably more than we initially thought. And the fact that people are even discussing empty arena games, first of all, that would be so weird.
That would be so strange.
So
weird. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, me neither. It'd be, but apparently that's on the table. No, it's not now. LeBron said he's not going to play in any games at an empty arena, but he may not have a choice.
So there's a little bit more news out of Montgomery County. The Cheltenham School District will be closed this week after the cases that popped up there.
Yeah, you close it down. You get everything cleaned up.
Yeah.
You know, I'm keeping it with the sports thing, but this is bigger. This is the biggest thing going right now, is this coronavirus situation. So,
if that's what's the way it's trending, it's probably going to happen. So we're just going to have to ride the wave until what? When is the end?
Well, they say that warm weather, it would go dormant.
Okay.
Like a lot of things do, you're less likely to get sick when it's warm. But then when the weather got cold again, it would be a possibility. And then a vaccine, I think, takes a year.
Okay.
So, you know, and we'll also have to find out how deadly it actually is. Because
right.
The early returns, but one thing about science is you need large returns.
Yeah.
So just to be fair to balance it, and there could be people that don't have symptoms, and there's a lot going on. So, and Booney drops in, because Booney always has just stuff. 30 years ago today, Joe vs. the Volcano premiered in theaters.
Well, how about it?
And 23 years ago.
Yes.
Biggie died.
Yes, he did.
March 9th.
24 years old. I think that sometimes we forget how young he was.
Yeah, 24 years.
24 years old.
24 years of age.
Imagine what he would be now.
He'd probably have a reality show called like Big's House.
I would love it.
And stuff like that. Yeah, him and Faith would have been. Yeah, it would have been. See?
The world will never know.
Never know.
Tragic.
Yeah, that was big. That transcended hip hop at the time.
Yeah, it did.
For sure. That was a big deal. 610-632-0975. Josh, Pennsylvania, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, my question is, okay, for the Sixers now.
Yes.
I think they really did play decent on the road, being out three stars.
The offensively,
they did. Very disappointing because they lost it, but my thing is now with Milton. Milton's surprised me this year. He really has.
Tried to tell y'all.
What happens to Milton when everybody comes back?
He still starts.
Keep his minutes.
Well, in the short term, no, I think he's the starter the rest of the way. I believe that assuming Simmons gets back, and I believe Embiid will be back on Wednesday, I think your starting five will be Simmons, Milton, Richardson, Tobias, Embiid. I believe that will be your start. I think Shake Milton will start the rest of the season. And Al Horford will move back to the bench. That's what I believe is going to happen. I think Shake Milton will start because of his ability to handle the ball and shoot the rest of the way. That's what I believe will happen. Assuming
another
Ben Simmons gets back, we have no idea yet.
And then another point I have is I like your guys, the Sixers outsiders, you do.
Thank you.
The one week you were talking about the microwave players. That is totally right with this team. Like, they have to warm up, and that hurts us sometimes when on the road we're down 15, players are warmed up. We can't catch up now.
Yeah, it's been an issue on the road all year. But if you look at some of the home run splits, it makes sense. And most of the time, stars are stars everywhere. It's everyone else that's affected, and that's part of the reason why you can blame Brett Brown as much as you want, and that's become a cottage industry, blaming Brett Brown for everything. But that's part of the reason why the stars, the two best players, have to be better going forward to get to that tippy top level. And whether that's Ben Simmons shooting or Joel Embiid being in shape, and there's people who right now are questioning Joel Embiid's toughness and all kinds of things, they have to put all that to the side and get better. Period. That's their job. Karen in Chester County, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
And I just want to say, Natalie, love the hair. Looks beautiful.
Thank you, Karen.
My son plays basketball, so I was also thinking about the coronavirus and just all those hands on that one ball.
Right.
And all those germs, blah, blah, blah. So it definitely is scary. The one thing I can compare it to is back in my mom's day, who was born in like the early 30s,
mm-hmm.
she said if you came down with strep throat, you either got better on your own or you got scarlet fever, and sometimes people passed away. And I feel like since there's no cure right now for this coronavirus, people are going to have to do what they can to beef up their own immunity to try to stay healthy, because that's kind of all you can do.
Right. Now, are you going to change any of your habits as far as sporting events? If you had plans to go to the Flyers game tomorrow night, would you not go to the game out of fear? Would you not go to the Sixers game on Wednesday out of fear? Or are you cautious but still want to live your life as the same?
I still want to live my life, but I'm starting to do things and then think, oh, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. Like, I tasted a food sample in a supermarket and I thought, wow, maybe I shouldn't have done that. It wasn't, you know, in the open air, just things like that.
Now, apparently, though, did they say it's not airborne? It has to be contact with the person. That's part of the reason why they wash their hands. I'm 90% sure they said that in the air isn't the issue. You'd have to come in contact with a person to get it. Now, I guess if a person with it touched the toothpick, and then you touched the toothpick.
Oh, right. I didn't think about that.
But that person usually that has the toothpick has gloves on.
True. That's true. And I also am a swimmer, and I thought, I hope the chlorine, you know, can kill whatever that stuff is.
Swimming pools,
you know, movie theaters, I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think with the chlorine, I always feel like I'm safe with the chlorine. Because of the chlore part of it. Like, I feel like that's going to kill whatever it needs to kill. I'm going to the pool this summer, no matter what's going on. That's not, if as long as, the, maybe a saltwater pool. I don't know anybody with a saltwater pool, because I don't know anybody with that kind of cash. But maybe I would say, I don't know about your salt, but then the saltwater should kill it. I don't know. I'm getting in the pool. I trust the pool.
Well, so there's myths out there about the coronavirus, and one of the ones that I'm reading, it says spraying your body down with alcohol or chlorine or swallowing bleach can kill the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's people were pouring Tito's vodka. For some reason, they weren't choosing Grey Goose or Smirnoff or Svedka. They were using Tito's on their hands for some reason. And then Tito's had to come forward and say, like, We're not saying to washing your hands with Tito's vodka doesn't. For some reason, people chose Tito's and not any other vodka, not pop off like a cheap vodka.
I was gonna say, like, the Vladimir. Yeah, why don't you go with one of those like cheap $8 bottles?
They went with a mid. I mean, people love
mid-range.
Tito's has become its own drink.
Yeah,
people don't even ask for like a vodka in club. They ask for a Tito. Anyway, people were using Tito's. And they had to come forward and say, no, that's not their deal.
Yeah, so it's saying that you can't wash yourself down with these chemicals. That's not going to help you. It might actually hurt you even more because you shouldn't be putting chemicals on your skin.
What are you putting chemicals on your skin for?
People are panicking. This is what they're doing.
But, like, I'm still getting in the pool. You're not going to not get in the pool because you said so.
Right. Also, saline, garlic, and sesame oil also aren't preventative measures.
People are using
Garlic.
Garlic, like it's a vampire? Well, they think it's a vampire?
Well, garlic is good for your immune system.
Well, then just eat garlic with your food anyway.
Right.
To be strong, but it's not a vampire.
Then you'll just smell. No one want to be around you, not because you have corona, but because you stink.
Right. And then you have, although, Booney brings up a point. Crisis does reveal, like, if somebody's really dumb, and they're going to dumb enough to drink bleach. I mean, do we want those people procreating? Do we want those people, like, out there, like, working jobs if they think it's smart to drink bleach? Because it might kill the coronavirus and you. Don't drink bleach.
Rule of thumb. Coronavirus or no coronavirus, no drinking bleach.
No drinking bleach, please. 610-632-0975. Ron and Glenside, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone, happy birthday.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Hey, talking Flyers, three key points I see with the change of the team this year. AV and the coaching staff done wonders this year with the team. Carter Hart, goaltender, he's a stud.
Been fantastic.
He's a game changer. Brian Elliott hasn't played too bad either, so goaltending is definitely a plus.
It has been a plus. It absolutely has.
And special teams.
Power play, penalty kill.
Shows above where they were the last few years in special teams.
So let me ask you this. You're a Flyers fan.
Oh,
And people get mad at me if I talk about the Flyers because I'm a Sixers guy, whatever, whatever. How much better is AV compared to Hakstol as a coach, in your opinion?
Well, he had more years of experience behind the bench. He's taken teams to the Cup Finals.
Right.
I think he brings a calming presence to the team.
So, you're saying do you think he's significant? I believe, looking at it, I believe he's 20 times the coach. Now, maybe Hakstol, it was just early in his career because he's coming from college, and now he's an assistant, and maybe he'll grow. But it seems to me like he's light years better than Hakstol as far as a coach.
I agree. And I think a lot of that is the calming presence he brings to the team. You know, they don't seem panicked. They're never worried. He's got answers to, you know, they're down early. He's got the answers to bring them back in games. But I definitely see a big difference with the way him and the coaching staff, you know, a head coach can't do it all.
Right. But he hires those assistants, and he seems to have the right guys, you're saying.
That's right. He's got the right people behind him as well, and it shows with the team this year.
Right, I appreciate it, Ron. Yeah, Josh, you're big Flyer, biggest Flyers guy I know. The gap between Hakstol and Mignot, huge, right?
It's huge, and you can also see it with the young players because he gave Farabee so many chances in the lineup.
And has brought him back.
Yes, and he slid right in there, obviously, with JVR and the broken finger, and you actually get to see the organizational depth. The other thing is this lineup fits a 1-2-2 attack style in the neutral zone so much more than a 1-3-1, where you have guys that are standing still a lot more, and that's why the Flyers are so difficult to gain the offensive zone against.
So does Fletcher know that going in, or do you think he goes, I'm just going to hire the best coach and let him do his thing? Or do you think he knew this system that he would bring would be more efficient than Hakstol's system?
I have no idea, but I do think a big part of it was AV was probably one of the most accomplished coaches. And AV has a strong history as well of turning teams around his first year. You see it with Tortorella. He does the same thing. First year with the team, it changes the style of play as well.
Right. And now teams are playing catch up. And in the meantime, you got these young guys that are growing. So you might think these players are X, and then they turn out to be Y. You don't. It's hard to scout young players that are ascending because they end up doing things you don't expect. Oh, I didn't know he could carry the puck like that. Like, oh, I didn't know he could do that. There's no way of you know because they're still ascending players. So this is just, to me, one of the most fun runs we can possibly have. And the fact that it's happening with some disappointment kind of should make Flyers fans feel good about themselves right now, I think. And we should no longer fight. The fight should be over, and there should only be love left. Chris in Williamstown, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You know, Tyrone, I have to actually disagree with Ron. Natalie, Josh, my buddy Josh, first time seeing him on TV, so cool for him. Mm-hmm. I actually kind of disagree with Ron. I think when I did 97, NBC Sports was just showing a clip of Alain Vigneault. Mm-hmm. And for me, he looks, NBC Sports Philadelphia was showing, like, while you're talking, like, you know how you show clips on the TV?
Yeah.
And they were showing a picture of Alain Vigneault. And he just looked, I actually get the exact opposite idea out of him. I think he's a guy who, behind his teams, really fires his team up. And he's like what we wish Brett Brown could be, you know, in a sense that he knows how to get the right things out of these players. They look a lot more aggressive, blue line to blue line. Whereas when Hackstall was here, I think they fell back a little bit more. Yeah, they were attacking, but I think they were more defensive than they were offensive. Now you see them going on the offensive
line. But Josh mentioned that. The defensemen are always jumping up into play. We talked about how they can transition from defense to offense so much more quick this year than last year. That's because of the system. The defensemen, a bunch of these guys can carry the puck, so they jump right up. Boom, boom. Defense, offense,
I also think if you watch the when they score, they're not shooting, either underneath their legs or over their head. They're hitting that three hole. They're hitting the five hole. They're hitting the one hole.
Well, that's not coaching. That's skill. For years, for decades, Flyers would get all these shots right at the goalie's chest, and they'd lose the game, and it'd be a whole thing. Oh, it was the hot goalie. Oh, what are you going to do? Had 70 shots. Because they didn't have the snipers. You know, every year we watch the skills competition and guys are hitting the plates. And you never felt like the Flyers had any guys that could hit plates. Now, Flyers got a bunch of guys who you think can hit the plates. So I think that's not the coach as much as having a bunch of good skilled players.
And it's the younger guys more than it's the older guys. I mean, JVR is doing something, but you're watching the transition from the Wayne Simmonses of the world and, you know, seeing the young guys step up real. One more point about the Sixers, all right? Look, I know at times I watch Ben and I watch Joel go down the lane and throw a dunk down, and they turn around and they roar. But let me ask you, whether it's Tobias Harris, whether it's Al Horford, whether it's Josh Richardson, or any other guy on this team outside of those two, do you ever see anybody on this team show any emotion whatsoever on that court, or for that matter, in the backcourt, in the backstage?
But that's people, square pegs don't die round. People are going to be themselves. Some people have that kind of personality, fiery personalities. Some people are more quiet. Mo Cheeks wasn't a fiery guy. He still won. That doesn't mean that you can't win just because you're not fiery. Everybody should be themselves. Tobias Harris seems like a person who's pretty even keeled. That doesn't mean he can't win. Same with Al Horford. You don't have to be exciting or excitable to be a good player. That kind of stuff, I don't look too much into that kind of stuff. People should just be themselves, whether it's Embiid, Simmons, who gives you, he's as stoic as they come. Just be yourself. But everybody in your friend group, some of you have some friends, have people that are more bombastic and other guys who lay back more. Like, just be yourself. I don't need them to be something other than what they are, personally.
That's fair.
Just go play. How about this? Go play basketball. Earn your paycheck. But I don't care how your personality is. Like, I don't need you to fake it. Like, I'm not going to fake like I'm this quiet person.
Right.
But I also don't talk to strangers.
Correct.
So, you know.
You're like an extrovert. Introvert.
Yeah.
What would that be?
I don't know.
There has to be a word for it.
I don't think there is.
I'll look it up.
Yeah.
An extroverted introvert.
Yeah. Anthony in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. He's listening to his radio. Anthony, South Philly. Terrence in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Oh, my fault. Tyrone, happy birthday, bro. My birthday today. I didn't.
Oh, happy birthday. Yeah, mine's tomorrow. Happy birthday.
Oh, okay. Pisces. All right. Real quick, man. I'm not giving up on the Sixers season, man. I'm a live and die. I live and die with all Philly sports. I watch every Sixers game. And it's been frustrating to watch. Now, I have no problem with the bench right now other than Furkan Korkmaz, and I know I'm beating a dead horse because it's probably not going to change. But I watched the game with my son Saturday, and I'm yelling and cussing at the TV. Four straight possessions at one point, that kid Poole, I don't know his first name, from Golden State. He was cooking Korkmaz.
They did not play any defense that whole trip. Korkmaz on Saturday, I went back and watched the DVR. I DVR'd the game, I went back and watched it, and it was a slide. He struggled on defense. There's no doubt about it. He struggled, for sure.
Ty, don't you think he always does? I mean, Brett Brown, yes. Like, I think that he's in denial at times. I hear in his press conferences, and, you know, this guy reminds me, he's so much of Gabe Kapler with his press conferences sometimes. You know what I mean? He's more forthcoming, a little more forthcoming, but
He speaks English, and not robot.
Huh?
He speaks English and not robot, though.
I'll give you that.
Yeah.
But he thinks that Korkmaz has improved defensively. I disagree.
I agree with you. I do not think he's improved defensively at all.
Right. And here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Do you think that if this kid is the sixth man when everybody gets back, don't you think that will hurt us in the playoffs? Because I still believe, even if we get the fifth or sixth seed, I believe we can beat Boston or Miami. All we have to do is win one road game.
I agree with you on that.
We have a good enough team to win one road game, especially, I totally agree with you, if that's the starting five that you said, with Milton instead of Horford starting. If Brett Brown does not bury him and he starts him instead of burying him on the bench, which he's been known to do when all the guys are back, I think that we have a good enough team to beat Miami or Boston in the first round.
I agree. I agree. We just ran out of time there. I agree. I still think they can beat the Celtics. I've thought that all along. There's a reason they went 3-0 with Kemba Walker. I think there are limitations with a 6-foot point guard in the modern era. And unless they're taking Kemba Walker off the floor, which I do not believe they will do, I think the Sixers, because of their length, still match up really well with Boston and would beat them. And I don't trust hardly any of those players. I trust two players in Miami to play playoff defense. I don't think that's enough. I think they would beat them. After that, I don't know right now. But I still think they would win in the first round. Korkmaz was problematic on Saturday. I mean, he wasn't the only one, because, again, they didn't play any defense that entire trip. The West Coast trip without Embiid, they did not play any defense at all. But Korkmaz, since the caller brought it up, and I do think the coach has more faith in Korkmaz than he should. 610-632-0975. Good time to get in. Flyers up, and will you change any of your habits because of the coronavirus when it comes to sporting events before it may even become mandatory? Who knows? We're hearing a lot of rumors. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The
Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. He is out sick. Hopefully he will be back tomorrow. Time for a Twitter poll update, and it is brought to us by Paul B. Moyer and Son.
Thanks, Ty. Over 1,800 votes on this one so far. Will you change your habits or stop going to sporting events because of coronavirus? 24% say yes. 76% say no. So, all majority, right. Just going to keep on moving.
Going to keep on moving. And that's good.
Yes.
That's good. You got to keep on moving. I know that every town now, every city of Philadelphia, every town sort of has a thing set up. I know that the radio station is even setting up a plan just in case because of the quarantine situation. Well, that's the tough part, because you cannot be sick, but if you came in contact, they quarantine you.
Right.
So they can't come into the radio station. So what do you do?
I was wondering what would happen with us, because we're, you know, it's a little bit different.
Yeah, with the TV, be different for us specifically. But the radio station, I think there's a plan being put in place for this building as well.
Wow.
And for the, well, you got to have a plan.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't have to use the plan.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm sure NBC Sports Philadelphia has some sort of plan. You got to have a plan.
Yeah.
But I will say, they're wiping everything down much more, including all the elevator buttons and all the kind of common areas in the building. And considering...
I was going to say, maybe it's a good thing now that we're in the middle of the construction zone because we don't see any people.
Yeah. So if anyone in the building got it, like they may quarantine us, but I'd feel very safe because I didn't have contact with anybody.
No, I haven't seen a soul.
Nobody.
We just see each other.
That's it. We're just, it's just, we are alone on an island.
Yeah, pretty much.
So I would feel actually like, oh, I guess this is just a paid vacation because I did not come in contact with anybody.
Yeah.
In this joint. 610-632-0975. And if you can, real fast, once again, I want you to get this ready. Get the song ready for me, Josh, because I did it last hour. We'll do it one more time with the 23rd anniversary of Biggie's death and obviously Tupac, that battle. There were a lot of politicians that were come out about how nasty their lyrics were. So then I'm, again, listening to Yacht Rock, and I hear a nondescript band, Ambrosia, has some songs that people like, and I heard this, and then I'm saying, why weren't politicians all up in arms about this?
How's your life been going on? I got a wife now. Years we've been going strong.
Years.
Years.
Oh, no. There's just something that I got to say. Sometimes we make love, I still see your face.
Man.
What?
And that, imagine that being your significant other.
Right.
Whew.
That's terrible.
Yeah.
Yet you want to buy a bunch of Snoop Dogg CDs and steamroll them.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't steamrolling them Ambrosia 8-tracks.
No, they weren't.
You weren't steamrolling those Ambrosia records. Yet you're mad at Gin and Juice. I'd rather Gin and Juice any day of the week.
Laid back.
Than that.
And all that they were doing was thinking about their money.
I mean,
while sipping on gin and juice. That's all. Minding their own business.
That's all they were doing. Yet that, up in arms, Snoop Dogg's the scariest person in the world. But Ambrosia just allowed, in 1978, mind you, just allowed to float along. And that song's a Yacht Rock staple. A staple. And I'm not going to have it anymore.
Well, you're just exposing these other genres for what they really are.
Yeah, I'm not saying that the other genres are wholesome.
Right.
I'm saying none of it's wholesome. And none of it's new. And I'm tired of it. 610-632-0975. Chuck in North Carolina, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello, Tyrone.
What's up, Chuck?
Well, we got a lot in common here in the last couple of days. I'm actually quite surprised. You know, and I can deal with that. I didn't think I could have anything in common with nobody. So it's nice to have some stuff in common with you.
Well, there you go, buddy.
I heard you battling even after I got off the phone. I was like, man, go on, Tyrone. Fight for the cause, man. Fight for the cause.
Fighting for the cause. Fighting for the cause.
Fight for the cause, man.
Yep.
Anyway, so go Flyers. I'm glad to see them doing well. It's absolutely crazy because I've got it in my phone that, you know, it comes up in the morning that my Sixers come up and now the Flyers news come up, and I check it, and I watch the highlights and stuff. I wasn't doing that a month ago. So, you know, I'm going for the ride. I enjoy it. I want to see, I want to see most Philly sports do well, you know. So I'm enjoying it. But I'm really, really disappointed in the Sixers. I watched that game.
Yeah.
You know, and at the beginning they were going in low, and Al Horford was getting them off the back. And then all of a sudden they just acted like they didn't know what was going on, and everything went to the perimeter. Everything. And I'm just like, you guys were killing them down low. You were killing them. And then
they were, and they didn't play any defense.
No, Tobias Harris, he was rocking everything, every floater, everything. Yeah, he got better in the second half, but it shouldn't have been that close. I was really disappointed because, like, the last 9 minutes of the game, every possession was down to like 5, 4, 3, and it's like nobody knew what to do. It's like, okay, so, but yeah, on the other team, they had two guys on there with 10-day contracts, and they seem to be more in sync with each other, and they'd only been playing together for 10 days. These guys,
it was bad. And you got Horford and Harris out there. They have to find a way to win that game, and you're missing Curry and Draymond. That was a very bad loss by the Sixers. It just was. They should have went 2-2 on that trip. We gave them the Clippers and the Lakers game. You come back, that was a good win against the Kings. No reason not to win that game. The stats always make it look like Tobias Harris always looks like he has a decent game on the stat sheet. If you just look at the raw numbers, 20-some points and all that. And he actually, his numbers have been pretty good overall. He was not good enough on Saturday overall. And defensively, though, that was my issue. You can't let that team score 118 points. You can't let that team score 100. That's a lot of points to give up. Way too many. Anthony in South Philly, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Tyrone.
What's up, buddy?
What many games the Phillies gonna win this year about?
Mid-80s. I've heard mid-80s, 85, 86, somewhere in there. I've heard people say 89, and if it's 89, I've heard people who know more about baseball than me say 89 is a possibility, and if they're right, that'll keep you in the mix all the way to the last week for the second wild card, most likely.
Would the Flyers win tomorrow's game?
I believe they will win tomorrow's game and then lose to the Lightning. That's what I think is going to happen right now. I think they get to 10 in a row.
10 in a row.
Yep, I think they get to 10 in a row, and then the loss is at the Lightning. That's where my mind is right now.
Who's going to be tomorrow night's game? You don't know who?
Well, I don't think they announced it yet, but I believe at home with 2 days off, I think it'll be Hart at home, and then Elliott on the road against the Lightning, and that's where I think the 10-game winning streak will end. That's what I think. I mean, I would be shocked if it wasn't Hart at home tomorrow. The way he played on a Saturday, then he gets Sunday, Monday off. So
you think?
Go ahead.
JT Ruto, what you think, he's signed another contract maybe next year?
I have no idea. With the arbitration and all that stuff, I don't know. I didn't think it would get to arbitration and got to arbitration. I think he's going to have a good year. I think he's going to end up with less raw numbers because I think he's going to play less games. Because Girardi's kind of made it clear that he thought he caught too many games last year and he wants to keep him, give him more days off. But that doesn't mean he won't be just as effective when he does play. I think he'll just play less baseball this year. So you're going to have more nap time. So, well, he's a lefty hitter. So, yay. That's what we all wanted. 610-632-0975. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic, NBC Sports Philadelphia. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missanelli. He's out sick today. Hopefully he will be back tomorrow. 610-632-0975. Been talking about what everybody's been talking about, these Flyers. These Flyers. More and more people are disappointed with the Sixers starting to rise up. And then coronavirus, will you not go to sporting events? Will you make adjustments because of fear of the coronavirus? I'm just wondering. So far on our Twitter poll, people say that they aren't. I am interested if going forward, it seems like, well, the tough part is apparently there are people who may have it and aren't sick.
Because the incubation period, I think, is still unknown. There's no defined time period for when your symptoms appear.
And they say, like a lot of things, there are people out there who can't get it. They can have it and they won't get sick. There, that also exists as well, with a certain amount. There are people who, if they get stung by a bee, it's fine. Or mosquito bites, though. There are people out there like that.
Right.
So that person could be a carrier and make other people sick, and they would never get to sick themselves. And there hasn't been enough test kits out. Like, in that, what I mean is that all of us right now listening or watching could just go get a test kit. I'm not making any statement. I'm just, that's a fact. That there's not enough test kits for people. Like, there's 300 million people. There are not 300 million test kits.
So, speaking of mosquitoes, last night I was wondering, because like I said, I've been thinking about it, if it can be passed through mosquitoes or bug bites, because there was a fly in my room, and allegedly it cannot. So just to clarify that as well.
But that's a fly.
I know, but then I thought about a mosquito, and I thought about, I don't know, I just didn't know. So I Googled it. Allegedly, coronavirus cannot be spread through mosquitoes.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Yeah. Well, I'm just a kid. You brought up a mosquito. I thought I'd share the information.
I'm just saying. Yeah. So we'll see how it goes. 610-632-0975. Will people make adjustments? I'm not adjusting anything yet. Angela in Scranton, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, Tyrone and Natalie. How you guys doing?
All right. How are you, Angela?
I'm good. I wasn't going to call, and then you said that your birthday is actually tomorrow.
Yes.
So I needed to wish my fellow March 10th baby a very happy birthday from another March 10th baby.
Oh, well, happy birthday, Angela. There you go.
Thank you. Yeah, the big 3-0 tomorrow, so that's pretty
that's a
exciting.
Big milestone.
Yeah, right? Yeah. No different than 29, but Chuck Norris, he actually turns 80 tomorrow.
Chuck Norris, yeah, he does. And I think Sharon Stone's birthday is also tomorrow.
Sharon Stone, Timberland is another one. Carrie Underwood, I can go on.
That's not a bad day. See, we're doing all right. March 10th's a good
day.
We're doing all right.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to the Pacers game on Saturday for a birthday gift, my boyfriend and I. And I don't plan on changing my birthday plans because people don't know how to wash their damn hands. You know, it's crazy. Like, there's pictures of people showing, like, there's no soap on shelves now. There's no cleaning supplies. What were you guys doing before? And that's the scary part.
That's what I brought up earlier, Angela. See, same birthday, similar thought process. Why weren't you washing your hands before? And how often, I'm saying, you wash your hands when you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands X amount of times. Why do you need a pallet worth of soap for your family of four?
Right? And that's like, they must not know how to wash their hands.
Yeah. And, you don't just open the whole bottle and pour it on your hands and just look at it. You got to use it. Like, you don't just, I don't know what they're doing with that much soap and that much panic.
I don't know either, but I have been noticing a lot more people than you would think cough right into their hands.
Yes, I noticed that, and I had to address that today. I won't mention where, but I told my coworkers about it, and I immediately came back upstairs and had to address it. It happened today.
Yeah, that's for everybody listening out there. Wash your hands, take care of yourself. Keep your hands, germy hands, away from your face, because that's where they like to get in.
Now, that's hard to do, though.
That is hard to do.
That's hard to do. You don't realize how often you touch your face until they tell you not to touch your face. And
it's true.
You don't realize it.
No. I didn't realize you shared a birthday with Chuck Norris. That's huge.
Yeah. You know.
Are you going to do any roundhouse kicks tomorrow to celebrate?
Yes. Privacy in my own home. First thing in the morning. I said, I'm going to start the day off with five.
Roundhouse kicks.
Snap
swift,
off.
Swift ones.
Snap all five roundhouse kicks. You know, it's a good thing I never learned karate.
You know what? You're probably right.
It's a good thing I didn't learn karate.
You would be challenging everybody.
I wouldn't be challenging anyone. But somebody, if, over the weekend, somebody might have got karate kick.
Someone stepped to you?
Nah, you were there.
I was there.
He would have got karate kick.
Yeah, maybe.
Roundhouse. I mean, I just couldn't imagine actually being able to throw a roundhouse. Like, he jumped
in the air
and spin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to practice too.
A roundhouse kick?
Yeah, in honor of your birthday.
Can you jump?
I can try.
What do you mean I can't jump? I'm asking. I've never seen you jump before.
I've jumped rope. I don't have a reason to jump often.
All right.
But maybe this roundhouse kick for your birthday will inspire me.
Oh, there you go. Everybody do a roundhouse kick tomorrow morning in honor of my birthday. Frank in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hello.
What's up, Frank?
Hey, Tyrone, how are you?
All right.
Tyrone, man, I was just listening to that song last night, Ambrosia.
Mm-hmm.
And look, I don't have a problem with gin and juice, but you can't hate on the old school like that, bro.
What you talking about? I'm saying that it's a smooth song, but you heard those lyrics.
Very smooth.
Yeah, but you heard those lyrics.
Been there.
What you doing singing them lyrics back in the day, Frank?
I thought they were lovely. I loved them.
You loved them. Yeah, but look what they're saying. They're delivering it smooth. But that's wretched words. Those are just damning words that he said. He says that he's got a wife now. Years going
for years
strong.
They've been going strong. For years they've been going strong.
And look who he's thinking about. And look who he's thinking about. Come on, Frank.
Well, that happens sometimes, Tyrone. I got the best woman in the world right now. But I'm not going to say she's the best woman I ever had in the bedroom, whatever case. So you have a girl like that sometime in your life that, hey, really does it for you. You know what I mean?
Frank is a stone cold killer. Frank! Come on, Frank!
It's just human nature. We all been there. Come on, Natalie. You've been there as well.
Oh, no!
Come on now.
All right, what you got on the Sixers, Frank?
Sixers, baby. They're going down. Going down slowly, brother. You know what I mean? But they're going down. You know what I mean? I think L.A.'s going to win it all, bro.
Yeah. And which L.A.?
Well, I'm an L.A. fan.
Well, which one? The Lakers or the Clippers going to take it all?
L.A., baby. I watched LeBron this past week.
Which L.A. team? The Lakers or the Clippers?
The Lakers, brother. The Lakers.
Listen, the Lakers had a really good week.
Yeah.
A really good week. But the Sixers went 1-1 against them this year.
Yeah, Sixers ain't there, man. Yeah, I mean, Ben Simmons, you know, we all like him. I think he's, like Mike says, he's a phenomenal player, whatever case. Embiid, I just think he needs to mature a little bit more. There's something wrong there. Yeah?
All right. Frank came on.
Whew.
Apparently, you know, that's just a thing. I didn't know that was a thing.
Well, you know why he thinks it's just a thing? Because he was listening to Ambrosia in 1978, and he's still listening to him today. So to him, it's fine.
Yeah, it's just fine.
He was influenced back then.
Say, don't hate on the old school. I don't remember hating on the old school. I am just saying that if gin and juice was worth a steamroller, they at least need a smack on the hand for those kind of lyrics.
Mm-hmm.
And they play those songs with children listening.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, that was just okay to do that. I think that if you look back at a lot of these old songs, a lot of things were happening, but because they use an acoustic guitar or making it a little smooth rather than a turntable, people just let it slide.
Don't be fooled by the melody.
Yeah. 610-632-0975. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up. It's usually legendary when Mike is here. Let's see if we can make it legendary again today. Tyrone Johnson in for Mike Missinelli on 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philadelphia.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.